Check it out now. No doubt now.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com? Free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE. Heading over to the Windowplex.
We got some partly cloudy skies. Winds are coming out of. I can't even tell. Look, the clouds are not moving. Look.
Beautiful day.
Winds look like they're coming out of the east. Very slow. Barely moving. It's cooler, but it's going to start warming up a little bit. I would say right about now it's 70, 75 degrees.
Well, that. How do you do, Vlad? Is he close?
Mr. Leroy is. I was looking at Green Bay's weather. Excuse me. Pardon.
Cold,
me.
Right?
It's going to be cold. What did you say, Leroy? 75?
75 degrees. Hard to tell.
It's 80 degrees right now.
Wow.
Oh.
It's a little warm. Cooking. It's a little cooking. Warm.
That would explain the winds coming out of the east.
Mm. It is. Let's get the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We were just talking about this during the break. Do you feel like Cam Ward did not have a dazzling performance this past week? He's got two more shots. This feels very much like it's Travis Hunter's award, the Heisman Trophy right now, Leroy. Do you feel like, is there any late rally here? If Cam has two monster games and gets his team into the playoff, is the Heisman still a possibility for Cam Ward? Because it feels like Hunter is putting a pretty strong grip on it. He'll definitely go to New York, I think, for one of the final spots.
The one thing that will separate the two is winning, right? What is happening in Colorado is amazing. That dude plays so much football every weekend.
Yep.
And what he is doing for that team is incredible. But the problem is that without Cam Ward, the Miami Hurricanes are nowhere. Right. And so,
I think.
But could I say the same thing about, you know, Travis Hunter?
Yes, because I could.
Because it's all about Shedeur Sanders.
I can make an okay, to counter your argument would be this.
Go ahead.
When Travis Hunter was with the Colorado Buffaloes last season, they started out 4-0. Then he missed four games, and they lost the next seven, which is the reason why they weren't able to go to the bowl game last season.
Oh, you talking about Travis Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This season, he's played majority of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And they are 8-3 right now.
Right.
So you see the four-game improvement that when Travis Hunter does, and he plays both sides of the field.
I think that's the thing. It's the both sides of the field thing.
Here's what separates
it's
him.
It's the Shohei thing.
Here's what separates him from everybody else at the Heisman. He could be a first-round receiver, and he could be a first-round cornerback. That's unheard of.
And this is different than what Woodson and those guys were.
They were doing certain
plays. It wasn't
right.
This is every down.
The thing that Cam Ward, if he's got two more performances, if he can put up some monster numbers the next couple of games and just kind of blow it out of the water, puts the Canes in a spot where they've never won the ACC before.
I think that's going
to be a top 10 matchup against SMU, so that's going to be a pretty big statement game for
him. That would be key, is that now I think the voting's done before that.
No. The championship game's the last one. That's the last one.
No. When I think the voting for the Heisman is before that, because
some people do vote early.
No. The voting is done well before the Heisman is given. So while they play another game, what if Colorado doesn't play in their championship game?
It says that the ballots are given out the 2nd. They are due the 9th.
Right.
The ACC championship's the 7th.
Right.
All the championship games are the 7th.
On the 7th.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
He'll have that opportunity.
Because that's their last official game.
Yeah, but it would almost suck. So, and I'm not saying this one way or another, but it would suck if you don't play in the championship game and the guy you're competing against the highest one with balls out in the championship game.
It would, but I would say it would. I would say it would, but here's I don't feel like it's a stats-to-stats argument as far as it. It's like I do feel like Travis's case is kind of already, I play both sides, my team's a top 25 team.
Right.
Like, it's a 1,000-yard season receiving. I'm, you know, an elite cornerback. Like, his statistical case is kind of already made. Like, Cam is the one who needs the
right, but
I don't even feel like it's a signature. I feel like he needs, like, that one signature, like, boom. I did something for the Canes that's never been done. He just passed Bernie Kosar. It was cool of Bernie to put the tweet out for him for the record for passing yards. I don't think it's done for Cam Ward yet, but it certainly feels like with that wasn't and I say this in a game where he had three total touchdowns. Like, he had two passing and one rushing. Like,
right.
His standard is just so crazy high, and then I feel like he almost has to have, because everybody's on the, it's such a narrative thing. And so, like, now that everybody's on the Travis Hunter train, not saying that he doesn't deserve it, but it's like, you got to now do something up the level even more to get that.
I think the other thing is that I'm more than sure there's some people that look at Cam and see his kind of nonchalantness about the job, right, about the position, and get turned off by it, right? Like, they don't see the work. They don't see all the...
Although I think on personalities, I think Cam probably, if you ask him about Heisman, wouldn't give it any gas at whatsoever.
Right, like
Travis is doing the Heisman every game. He's doing the post.
Every game, correct. So that's it. But I would say, does he have a couple of weeks to fix it? And now my thing is, I hope they both make it to the championship game, because then you would see their impact,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the biggest stage. But I don't know. I don't know. I think, like, Cam is, it's unfortunate that he's going against a unicorn. And that is, look, Shohei Ohtani, and here's what I would say. Shohei Ohtani just won the equivalent of the Heisman by just taking Travis Hunter and saying, you're only going to play one side of the ball. Right? Because he didn't pitch. So imagine, could Travis Hunter be that dominant if he only played one of those positions?
Maybe he might be putting 2,000 yards receiving.
I don't know.
But
that's what I'm saying. I don't know, because that's what Shohei just did. We're comparing him to Shohei Ohtani. I said, but Shohei Ohtani just basically won the MVP doing half of his job.
But that's how, well,
it's a very bunched up conference too, so we don't really know who's getting into the Big 12 game for them too, for that scenario.
So
there's a bunch of 6-2 teams in the Big 12.
I do believe that. Now, I will say this. If they were still undefeated, would it matter?
The Canes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you want to, man, that's so tough on him. Like, you know,
but
like,
but that's like, there is no substitute for winning.
I understand, but, like, you know, everybody's having a slip up. They've lost three times, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
No, for sure. Like, look, the argument's gonna be dead if they don't win their last two games. Like, I think he has to perform. They got to win their last two games, and he's got to ball out.
Right.
And again, I understand that I'm being greedy by his performance standards.
I just,
not that here, he was, it definitely wasn't his best performance against Wake Forest, and he still put up, you know, decent numbers on it.
Can we do this? The most important thing is for them to win the next two games. Everything else is
of course.
Everything else is gravy.
Of course.
No, you say of course.
I'm saying of course. What do you mean, dude?
I know you.
I actually think
say of course.
I actually think it was a benefit for them to go win a game where they didn't have an A+ from Cam. I thought was a great sign.
Still, how much did he throw for?
What did he finish with? He finished with 260.
It was the most balanced one of the most balanced games this offense has had all season.
Which
they ran
is
for
fine.
They ran for 250.
But hold on.
They threw for 260.
No, but if you guys saw that though, like
I
when
saw
they really
some
when they really
throws.
Broke up, like they he was not as sharp as he normally is. I know I'm being a greedy pig, but he was not as sharp as he was. And when they put the hammer down on Wake Forest, they handed it to Fletcher. They handed it to Lyle. They went on the run game. They said, "Bleep it, we'll just run them over."
But that's fine.
It is fine.
Like you gotta see. Here's the thing. I hate when we look at players and determine how well they did just by looking at the numbers. Because I would say this. Every game calls for something different. And once you realize that you were dump trucking them up front, you would almost be doing your team a disservice to keep
trying
to throw.
That's fair, but as you said, this team is mostly run by the engine that is Cam Ward. And so normally, if you have
a
game, I understand, but if you have a game where Cam Ward is off, that's what I'm saying. It was a game that showed growth from them because normally, if you don't have a Cam Ward game, you are screwed.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I mean, I get it. I understand it. I'm just saying, I don't.
Like, what's the only game?
I hate the fact that this is not just here.
Yeah.
This is everywhere where football and especially college football has become so much about how you look and not about winning.
That's true.
And it sucks because you're teaching, you know what, this is all in the same breath of NIL and transfer portal. And you got so many of these things to juggle where you're taking a team sport and making people individuals that at some point the sport's going to suffer.
I get you. I don't disagree with you. But I'm also putting it under the umbrella of He is going for a big individual award. It's the highest.
Yes.
It's one of the highest individual honors in all of sports.
Of course.
Of course. And he is going up against somebody who is very unique. And I know that because the Canes play in the ACC, any loss that they have, it's going to be like,
hold on.
ACC loss.
Colorado plays in the worst.
Of course. But like, he's not. It's graded different because he plays two positions. So maybe it shouldn't. But
Well. You have to get credit for that. Now, here's my question. What if he makes All-American at both positions?
He will.
Probably will. Yeah, I don't know.
That.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. That would be cool. You go take two pictures.
He does the Spider-Man meme. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, so, like, and one of the things that why we hate these conversations, right? And one of the reasons why I hate this conversation is it almost seems like if you praise one guy, you're kind of, you know, shoo-shooing another guy's accomplishments. And I'm trying not to do that because they're two different guys.
And I'm not doing that either because I kind of understand where it's leaning just because I know that this stuff is media-based. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. So I'm trying to think, like, what does Cam have to do?
Light him up.
To get him. And it feels like he's got to light him up the last 2 weeks. But getting an ACC championship against a top 10 team.
Right.
That's going to be that. I think that's still, like, I don't think it's dead yet. I don't think the race is over yet.
No, they win the next two games. They're still in the championship game. And then you got to beat SMU. The problem
is. No, you only got to win one more. There's
you
only
just
got to
win one.
Syracuse.
The only two. Yeah, you beat Syracuse. You're in the ACC championship game against SMU.
SMU's in.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. This could be one of the most epic championship games ever because SMU does the same crap you do. They're going to sling it all over the place. They got a quarterback who can throw it all over the yard, right? And it's going to be a matter of, and here's what I think is going to happen, is that Miami is going to suck the life out of the football and just run it and ram it down their throat. Ooh. Right? Because you don't want to expose your defense.
Especially that secondary.
Well, listen, hey. I know I'm never this guy, but hey, task at hand. Got to go on the road. Got to beat Syracuse. Got to. 8-3.
Wait, what's their record?
8-3.
Oh, so they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, as SEC teams would be.
Yeah, but they put
it. I mean, as ACC teams.
They can score.
Right.
Could be a
fun. You know who's coming down here? Aronde. I mean,
no,
going
it's
up there.
There. Going
Aronde,
up there.
Aronde's kid. He's out. I think he's out. Is he back? I know he had tore something. Well, I'm trying to figure it was last year or.
He's played. He had 100 yards this past week.
Okay, so he's back.
11 catches, 103, one tutty for Aronde Gadsden II.
Yep. is yeah.
Sorry, El Ronde.
Huh?
I wish him success.
No, you want him to have a good game.
I wish
him
success,
to lose.
But I wish you weren't.
But those are the kind of things where you have an offense who's, you know, who has some talent. I always go into these games thinking, oh goodness.
I know.
Because I can't put my head on it. I can't put my finger on it. They are epically bad. And you know what it is? They wouldn't be as bad if they were disciplined. Just telling you. So if you have no talent, but you just go and cover the lanes you're supposed to cover, right? Like, at least you have a chance. But if you try to isolate and play hero ball, then you leave up at, like, you can't, like, there's certain things I see on defense that's just not supposed to happen. One thing is, you hear this all the time on TV. I don't care who it is. Jennifer, Vlad, me, and you. You hear this all the time. Contain the football. You can't let that guy outside of you. Right?
Contain the edge.
That's rule number one in defensive football. Yet, when they play Georgia Tech and when they give up big runs, where's that guy go?
The edge.
Right. That's like, I don't know.
So then let me ask you guys. All right, let me ask you guys this. Say they beat. All right, they beat Syracuse.
Yep.
Which we all think they should.
It'll be a good. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be. If you watch this team all season, they're gonna drag it to the fourth quarter to make it interesting, but they'll pull it out. Mm-hmm. Right. They win a shootout against SMU ACC championship.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably be what, the fourth seed maybe. If they win the ACC championship, no worse than five, but probably
They could be the three. Like, there's been a lot of as long as you,
right.
It depends on how highly ranked of a conference champion.
But keep in mind, a lot of these teams will have to play each other.
Yeah.
So that means one of them's going to automatically drop out of it, and that's going to push that. So here's how it goes: five champions,
four best
get the bye,
and then
the highest ranked. Okay. Right now, Miami.
Miami, if they win the ACC championship, they'll have one loss. They'll be, I think, they'll have a bye.
A three seed.
Yeah, but they'll have a bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's like.
Here's my fear.
I've seen some of them teams that's going to be 8-9.
Yeah.
The Georgias.
Right. And that's my fear.
But here's what I was saying.
By the way, look who's making their late season rank jump up the rankings.
Clemson.
Notre Dame.
Oh. But Vlad, let me do this.
Because you know they love the Fighting Irish.
Well, if they have one loss, they're automatically going to be in.
Vlad,
they lost to Northern Illinois!
Yeah, Vlad, think of it this way. Is that when you look at a lot of these teams that are vying for these spots, it almost seems like they're taking the SEC and saying, just put them at the bottom of the rankings. Then they'll win, and then we'll get them in.
Look, I think this is the playoff is the greatest thing that happened to the SEC because three-loss teams will be in the playoffs.
Alabama's out. They're done.
I don't know if they're necessarily out.
They are done.
I don't know if they're
necessarily out. They're
done. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, Alabama's done.
I don't know if they're done.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
They got what? Three?
Three losses.
There's going to be a team that's going to make the playoffs with three losses. I just hope you guys know that.
Hold on.
There's 12 teams.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Big Daddy Nick's going to call up.
Let me see.
He's going to make a call to Ward, and he's going to say, come on.
I'm going to tell you right now. Here's what I think. So you got the five champions.
Right.
I don't know who's playing in these championship games, but I would say then you have Indiana, Ohio State. Okay, so
Ohio State, Oregon are automatically in because the winner of that is going to get the automatic bid.
And then that's it. But then where do you go? Indiana. Indiana's going to get into.
Right, with one loss, but everybody's going to look at him as a team that hasn't played anymore.
Don't matter.
I got you, but ahead. All right.
So now you go to the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Who's even playing?
Texas is in.
Texas is number three. They're the highest ranked.
Texas is in.
Georgia.
Who's playing the championship? Texas and Georgia?
Nobody knows yet.
It's not decided. You got Tennessee.
You got A&M. Yeah,
well, but here, I think because of the way it's split up in the two divisions in SEC, or do they even do that?
No, it's the best records and
the two
best
highest
two
records.
Yeah,
two
that's,
highest
what,
okay.
That's what the playoffs have changed everything. There's no more divisions.
So that makes it a little tough because, like, you're going to get the two highest ranked teams, the two. But what about the ties? And then here's what happens. Here's what I hate about the SEC. They rank damn near the whole team, the whole conference, in the top 25. So when they beat up on each other, they talk about strength of schedule.
Right.
But then some of these teams we've seen firsthand don't look like they should be in the top 25, but they are. They're there. So how does that play out towards the end when you have all these teams beating up on each other, but they high rank to start off with?
Like if Texas A&M beats Texas this week.
Texas is up.
Then it's
Texas
be,
is out. But Texas is not going to fall because Texas is only because they lost a road SEC game. They'll drop them like a spot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And they won't even be in the championship game.
Listen,
so
man,
who would be, right. So
it would probably be Georgia and A&M.
Yeah.
Georgia and A&M, which means the winner automatically
gets the seed. Yeah.
Goodness.
That's what I'm telling you. The playoffs has caused three lost teams to still make it to the playoffs.
I don't think so.
You'll see. It's going to happen.
So Boise State's going to be in. Cause they're
are we sure? They got two losses now.
Oh, that's right. They just lost.
Yeah. Bro, three lost teams are making the playoffs, bro.
But here's the deal. No. Because keep in mind, one, the highest ranking non-Power 5 team is in.
Okay, and who would that be?
Right now, it's Boise State. That's what I'm saying.
Right now. And they still have another game to play. They haven't even...
Yeah,
officially clinched the Big 12 spot.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show.
My head hurts.
You look exhausted right now.
I'm exhausted just trying to figure it out.
Take a break. Back after this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I like the players. Mm-hmm. No diggity, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Play on, play it. Mm-hmm. Play on, play it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. All right, right now, line it on up, 305-567-0560. I'm going to give away some Heat Suns tickets. You have to answer one trivia question, Tobes Heat Trivia, coming at you right now, 305-567-0560. If you want to go see the Miami Heat take on the Phoenix Suns.
When is this?
On December 7th.
Will Durant be back by that time, maybe? I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. He might. That's in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So you may get the return of KD.
Didn't get Luka last night, which I was bummed by. I like watching Luka play basketball. Well, but Kyrie was
they
really,
actually play a different brand of basketball when Luka's not there because it's the Kyrie show, and I like watching Kyrie with the basketball.
It says that he practiced yesterday,
which could basically mean he went to the office. Oh,
okay, KD.
he's on track to play Tuesday against the Lakers.
What is his injury?
Calf.
It's always a calf with him.
Hey,
it's always a calf.
Last time it was calf. It became Achilles.
Yeah, we know.
I'm telling you, be careful about them calf injuries.
All right, we got some callers. So let me see who we got. Here we go.
Would you have a trivia Heat trivia.
All right.
Who does that statue look like?
No, that's not the Heat trivia question. That's not the Heat trivia question. You're a real rat bastard. I don't like that. 5'6", what's your name?
Alex.
Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, buddy. Here's your trivia question. Who had the assist to Jimmy Butler last night on that dunk that tied the game, sent it to overtime?
Oh, gosh. I didn't watch it.
Come on, dude. No, it wasn't Hawkins. See ya.
Look.
All right.
I was giving.
Wow. Oh, you were giving a little clue. Well, he's not on. He can't
he's
see.
He's probably
you.
Not watching.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, he's not watching. He's on the phone.
Oh, okay. My bad.
560, what's your name? Hello?
I think he hung up.
Oh, he hung up? You
he
there, buddy?
Change the question.
560, what's your name? I do want to give away the tickets. Kevin, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. All right. I'll give you the same question because I'm feeling generous. Who had the assist last night to Jimmy Butler on the basket that tied the game and sent it to overtime? Who had the assist to Jimmy Butler?
Oh, man. I watched it.
Did you?
I did. Was it I'm going to take a risk. Was it Pelle Larsen?
No. No, it wasn't Pelle Larsen.
Other white guy!
No! Come on, guys!
By the way, the team has a bunch of intangibles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They could have an intangible starting five.
Should I give the same question?
Or no, you got to change it.
I got to change it up.
You gotta change I just it. Give the answer?
Might as well.
Yeah, because he's Duncan! Giving it in. Duncan. Has anybody listened to the show? Did not anybody not listen to the cut of Jimmy Sane?
They only listen when they're giving stuff away.
But that's what I'm saying. Nobody listens when Tobin said Jimmy was spoke about the play and begrudgingly gave credit to Duncan
Robinson.
All right,
let me give another one. Here we go. 560, what's your name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris. All right, new question because you had too much time to research, okay? Who had the go-ahead three-pointer yesterday in overtime that Jimmy Butler assisted on?
Bam Adebayo.
Send this man to the Heat!
All right, congratulations, Chris. You're going to see Heat Suns. Thank you for actually not embarrassing our fan base. All right, well, maybe that laughed it.
Hey, next time, don't laugh. You almost
That's
ruined
so
it.
That's so messed up. Let him be happy.
Was he happy?
Was he? I feel like we tickled him.
But, see, he doesn't have that smile.
We'll take a quick break. We'll play a little All Right on No next. All right, welcome back. We'll give away some more Heat Suns tickets tomorrow with some Heat trivia. Shout out to Chris for saving the honor of the Heat fan. I can't believe two of you guys didn't know that Duncan Robinson had the game-tying assist last night. Should have been the game-winning assist, by the way.
Because it should have been filed.
Yeah, ridiculous no-call by the refs. My all right. Told you to start the show. Chop Robinson, dude.
Yep.
Chop Robinson has been an absolute menace.
Mm-hmm.
He has been killing it for the Miami Dolphins. And, I mean, he beat the holy hell out of that right tackle and Drake May yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, Chop Robinson gets my all right for his performance. My oh no.
Jennifer.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
Jesus Christ.
We're all looking around like, who's doing that thing?
Minus one.
Sorry.
What are you, typing a novel?
But look.
Show that keyboard. Show that keyboard.
It's wooden, isn't it? Oh, my God.
Hey, what do you write for the Miami Herald? What are those keys?
It looks like an Etch-A-Sketch.
What are you, Burnt Sugar?
I love hearing them.
Wallace Matthews.
Anyway.
My oh no. Goes to the New York Giants. I can't believe you guys let Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles. It's crazy to me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Bad teams do bad team things.
What do you got, Leroy? You're all right and oh no today.
All right. We've been waiting for this. And in the last few weeks, Jonnu Smith.
All right.
Been balling. I mean, he does all kinds of stuff, too. He runs reverses. He does the screens down the field. Good to see the tight end being used. But more importantly, good to see local guy, you know.
Pause up.
Good. It's been pretty good. Fun to watch. Glad to see they're using it. Things are starting to open up for the guys behind them. So that's a cool thing. My own note. I mean, listen. I've had my own issues over my lifespan when it comes to these guys. And I don't want to just throw them out there because, you know, they're part of my team, part of my world. Everybody makes mistakes. But damn it, Washington kicker! Two extra points!
Oh, no!
Two!
Oh, no!
Brutal.
I mean, after you missed the first one, I probably would have went for two. And just say, I'd rather lose it like that than having some kid come on the field and try to kick it for the tie. It's unbelievable. Like, yo, you got one job. One job. We ain't asking you to make a 57-yard field goal into the win.
Just extra.
An extra point.
A little chippy, baby.
A chippy. And wait, it missed by 5 feet.
Yes, it did.
It wasn't even close. Not a doink. Wasn't even close. My oh no goes to him.
Typewriter McGee, you're all right in oh no?
Oh no.
Well, my all right goes to all of my friends, which are also my brother's friends, who decided to pull off a very last minute Friendsgiving. It meant a lot to my family and my friends, and it was very nice the way everyone came together to continue supporting us. My oh no goes to the Sixers social media account.
Oh.
After Sunday's game. So I'm guessing you already saw it.
I know what this is.
Well, they used a throwback font on their social media, and well, it didn't really work out in their favor. And of course, they deleted my photo. Wonderful.
Who deleted your photo?
Don't know.
Oh man, this was good, Leroy. So social media.
You're gonna love this.
I always love a good social media fail by a team because you're always just like, you tried to get too cute, too cute. Go ahead, Jennifer. Show the people.
Very cute. Very beautiful graphic, but there's one thing here.
Whoa, that
is that not?
Mm-hmm. That isn't the word final.
That's not the word final.
Whoops.
I guess they were just describing what was happening to them.
If you want to describe.
Whoa.
Then they went ahead and they deleted it, but the damage is done, guys.
Oh, wow.
The internet noise is everything.
Wait, here's what I can't understand.
Really?
Somebody didn't say, hey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man.
Facing.
Todd, the intern, has to go to Daryl Morey. Mr. Morey, I accidentally wrote a.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it I'm taking? Joel's demanding a trade.
No. No trade.
Look at that Paul George. Look at that.
What is the hair?
Look at me, Paul George.
Go podcast about it, Paul.
It's like they're looking at it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at Caleb's face.
Caleb must be thinking, what was I thinking?
Everybody
exactly. What were you thinking?
He wanted to think about that extra year. Oh, no, he took less to go there.
Nah,
right?
He took less.
Why?
He's a bad agent. We're going to get you more, baby. He goes, 5 years for the Heat, guaranteed. A little more money on. They're lowballing us, though, Caleb. We got you, baby. Vlad, what do you got today for All Right on O, dude?
All right. Let's give an all right to the University of Miami. I'm going to give them all right. Senior day.
Yes.
When it's senior day, you don't want to lose on senior day, bro. You don't want to lose on that.
What if you've been to 3 senior days like Cam
Jeez.
Ward? Don't do that. Cam McCormick?
Ward.
Oh.
He went to senior day last year.
Yep.
All right.
I never had
a senior day.
I thought you were talking about Cam McCormick, who's been, been school for 9 years.
Can you believe that?
You know I'm giving
never had a senior day.
Ooh. I'm sorry, buddy.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, you could have. You said 4 years is 4 years. Them's the breaks.
Yeah, but I was a senior.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So then, Gary, they didn't count it for you?
Because I was redshirted.
That's garbage.
That's messed up. The redshirt years.
Yep.
I hated that. My oh no?
Hmm?
Clarissa Shields.
Why?
Why is she beefing with Amanda Serrano? She's saying that all the things that are Amanda Serrano's getting credit for from last week's fight, she did that already. And it's like she sounds like she's hating on the fact that Serrano, who lost, but who fought valiant, like she was a great fight. She's upset that she's getting some of the props.
I think the reason being is Amanda is Clarissa Shields probably the best woman boxer to ever lace him up,
get
and she's
that.
Never really had a rival or a rival fight like Katie Taylor, you know.
Right.
So like she doesn't get that kind of credit. That's I think what
that happens in being. All that that happens in
a lot of Roy Jones comparisons to Clarissa,
right?
But she just dominates everybody. Her fights aren't that exciting.
You know what the thing is though, there's a lot of that in all of the fight game, like. You may have a fight that it's not for anything, but it draws because all the fights you've had with that person have been unbelievable.
She's a gangster, though. I mean, Clarissa Shields fought in MMA and won her first fight. Like, it's,
she's probably the one, if not top 2-3 best female fighters of all time. But don't hate on Serrano.
When you try to make your point. It always seems like you have to make your point at the expense of somebody else.
What you said earlier is exactly what's happening here, and I just felt like it's bad. I mean, you know, Not that I like to see women fight, but if you guys, you ladies have problems.
She's too big for her.
Let's way too
let's
big.
Let's figure a catch weight. Let's figure a catch weight and tell you the difference.
There's no catch weight.
There's no catch weight. Because she would have to lose like 25, 30 pounds.
Yeah, you couldn't do that fight.
You couldn't do that.
It's just going to have to be one of those beefs that stays with the thumbs.
Oh, I hate thumb beef.
I know. Sorry, dude.
Twitter fingers.
By the way, real quick, how old do you think Julio Franco is?
He's like 90.
Today?
Yeah.
I'm 55?
67.
68 years old.
No!
Wait.
I meant to bring it up before.
Wait.
56?
Like, wait. Are we sure that he's...
That's 60? Like the updated thing?
No!
You're telling me Julio Franco's pushing 70?
Yes!
Yes, he was pushing 70 while he was playing. But here's my question. Are we sure that that's the real birth certificate? Because he might be older than
he might be older!
He might be
but
in
I'm
the
just 70s. Saying, he ain't in his 50s, dude. He was playing in his 50s.
He was born in 1958?
Yes!
Well, hold on.
1956.
See, his Wikipedia says 58. Who can I trust?
Can you beat him up, Leroy? That's what Dave South wants to know.
Can I beat him up? I wouldn't mess with him. Well,
he's going to have his bat somewhere.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Because once he bring his bat to the fight, I'm going to realize I can't lift it. And that's going pretty much. Yeah, it says born 1958. And then on this, it says born 1956, which means that he is excellent Latin baseball player and nobody knows.
Says that 2 years ago, he returned to the Mexican League and was hitting coach of the Acereros de Monclova.
Oh, that means J-Fig.
Former All-Star Franco, 56, what? Signs in Japan.
What did he just say? What does that mean? I just heard day, so I heard of.
I don't know.
I couldn't even understand what he said.
Said of Monclova.
They're called Blue Fury. Is there?
Ooh, I wonder if it's in relation to Blue Chew.
You know, Julio Franco's definitely using the Blue Chew.
Well, I mean, listen, at his age, might need a double dose from what we've heard.
Yeah, you know.
That's our show for today.
No, it should have been our show 3 minutes ago.
Do you need more typewriter?
Too late for the distraction, Jennifer. You got to know.
That's different meaning of wood.
Today would be a good day for you guys to go YouTube the Julio Franco Lebatard story. If you guys have
it's a different meaning of wood.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.